photographs of Paul's river journey are available on the Radio 3 website. D was presented by Paul Farley and the producer was Neil McCarthy.
Always a seasonal favourite. Drama, humour and the most lyrical music. On BBC Radio 3, Hansel and Gretel, live from the New York Metropolitan Opera. Saturday night from 6 on BBC Radio 3.
This is Radio 3. It's 10 o'clock now. Time for World Roots and for New Year's Day, two dance bands recorded in Mali a couple of months ago by Lucy Duran.
Any lover of vintage West African popular music will know the name Super Biton, one of the most celebrated bands of Mali from the 1970s. They specialise in the bluesy style from the province of Ségou, where they're from, and to this day, they're adored for their signature sounds. They've never played in the UK, so we've come to Bamako, the capital of Mali, to hear them on stage and speak to their iconic guitarist, Mama Sissoko. First, though, we're heading to the outskirts of the city to meet a young band who are keeping a different 1970s tradition alive. They're called the Frères Dembélé, led by drummer Lassina Dembélé, and featuring his wife, the singer Bebe Koulibaly. And they're one of the only bands still playing a style of music known as Apollo.
Beni Janyabado, Beni Jarabido, Beni Tolanyangawa, Beni Jarabido, Ala, Kanu Nyamafilani Nyanje, Mangamanyine.
This is the music of the Apollo band, who are called the Frères Dembélé, the Dembélé brothers. Recorded specially for World Roots in a lovely courtyard in a part of Bamako called Sangare Bugu. It's on the outskirts of town, underneath a hill. The sun is setting and there are loads of kids around and lots of people who've come to hear this wonderful music. And I'm here now with the leader of the band, Lassina Dembélé. He's the drummer. Please tell me what an Apollo band is.
Apollo music is a group of players who get together, some playing congas, some playing keyboard, some playing drums, and some singing. I'm 30 years old, but I believe the difference was back in the days they were playing traditional instruments, and Apollo has started playing modern instruments on top. And then women really liked it and it was popular. Apollo Band is a band for women, mainly for all the very ceremony, weddings, child naming, etc.
I've heard that Apollo is named after the space mission. What do you know about the name Apollo?
Maybe by then, that was the biggest thing happening then, so they, maybe that's where the name comes from.
When this type of band started, the Apollo band, in the late 60s, because that was the time of the space mission, there were also dance bands, orchestras, who were very popular in Mali. So what makes the Apollo type of band different from the orchestras?
By then, all the bands belonged to the government. And the first private people who took it out to women's ceremony were Apollo band players. So that's why Apollo was that different and was popular.
And how is it today? Because you're the first Apollo band that I've met. And I've been to many wedding parties and I've seen different types of group playing at different weddings. But yours is the first Apollo group. So are the Apollos still very popular?
Apollo cannot die simply because it adapts to all situations and all generations. It can be mixed with young, new modern dances and new modern ways of playing, so people could still like it.
Does that mean you play a lot of modern repertoire? You don't just do the griot songs?
We've been playing music from different ethnic groups, from the Jili to Bamana to Maninga, coming to the Bobo that we are, and then also the Wasudu, so we can adapt to all sorts of influence.
You are Bobo, you're not Bamana or Maninka?
I'm Bobo Jiludi. We are Bobo Gilios. This song is called Muso. Women suffer a lot. Women in Africa, lack of means. If you hear man, there's a woman standing behind. So it's going to talk about women. Not all women are educated, especially in the villages. They suffer a lot, and there's nobody to help them. A lot of work, they go into the woods, they come back, cook, take care of kids, a lot of things. As a woman, I would want to help all women.
muso ta abada jamana teria muso ko namuna mu kuma mandi
cet morceau est dédié à toutes les mamas du monde. Oh femmes noires, femmes africaines, je pense à vous les femmes du monde. Si nul n'est au-dessus de la loi, vous les femmes êtes au-delà de l'UR. Oh, quand on a mousso bouya, nous et on va la kawye, nous et farafina mousso la kawye, mouna outi mousso bouya de. Nous allons y aller présent, nous avons mousso de là. Abile ni ameko waluju abeba muso de la ni ameko sanutiki ni jamatiki ni tinyatiki bibo muso de la yote masa zulu kala nani temena ale bodwa ude nyini foloka tinya maranoi e mbalma muso la muso la ko akanya ko la me abile ni mame ni muso la ka utoro ulu bi ni misa dondo wa ulu ni nyani te ban tinya la tike kono akani ne au ka tigara fo muso la ka we doni. Toujours je vous dis que cette morceau est dédiée à toutes les femmes du monde, à toutes les mamans du monde. Merci.
When the reciter came out in that song, the speaker, what was he saying? Because everyone was cheering. The women were clapping and cheering. The kids were cheering. What was going on?
He was mainly talking about respect of women. There's a belief in Africa that if you don't respect the elders and the women, life will do you wrong. And he was mentioning the fact that women gave birth to kings, women gave birth to presidents, ministers, and all the big men that we know. So they deserve respect.
The context for that is that women actually have a very hard time, not just in the bush, but even here in Bamako. It's a hard life for women. They work really hard.
In the Malian society, women really work hard. They are pillars of the society, if I may say so. You find them all over the place, in all the activities, everywhere. I mean, there's no life without women, basically.
This is Bebe Koulibaly. She's the singer in the group and the wife of Lassie Dembele. So, Bebe, do you sing love songs?
Oh. I'm Oluda. anye morso do programmeré we jarabi dongli de mais
well yeah there's a dramatic love song talks about a girl who loves somebody and the girl's father doesn't want her to marry that person
and what happens
finally the father would agree that the daughter chooses
and is this still a reality of life here in Mali that women might fall in love but if their parents aren't happy with their choice with their daughter's choice they're not going to let them get married to that person
why avec age avec yoro doula
even though the world is changing now it still happens that in Mali some people wouldn't want their children to get married to griots and blacksmiths but today we've seen that it has happened and griots have sung about that for a while
because of singing this love song do you think that your songs can actually change the way people think about these things
oh abenani haklina elimai
Yeah, definitely. It can get people to a change of attitude. Those who listen often to these songs happen maybe sometimes to be sensitized by what they say in the songs. So little by little, it will finally get there. Those who have not understood, if they take the time and listen carefully to the music, maybe it can drive them to a change of attitude towards that phenomenon. This song is going to talk about forced marriage. If two people love each other without other consideration of being griots or blacksmiths or any ethnic group at all, I mean, the most important is that they like each other. If they love each other, then let it be.
Baba ina faga bi njanye baneti se ganye jarabi konkelina Ni wili la dono dono shufe tata bo sheri la sheri konte sigiwa ne dunye sigike sheri ko ngatemi ne dunye temi sina goda eneta sina goduma na eneta ne wili la kumami ali dugu bakila le dugu kila fe dono betashila Baba ya minula, akuwara mekugula
I'm so excited by having heard that group, the Apollo group, the Frères Ndombele. And the incredible thing is, it's a group that I just happened across. They were playing at a wedding party a few months ago when I was here. I'd never heard of them before. They're not a well-known group, but they have an incredible sound. It brings me back to the music of the 1970s, to the great era of the dance bands here. But as they say, it's also got that contemporary feel, and it just goes to show what an extraordinary wealth of talent there is here in Mali, and so many groups who are not well known and styles that are not well known, let alone abroad, even here in Mali. And this group, the Frères Ndombele, wow, they really rock.
The song is called Teresse. It talks about good relationship between people. Let's agree on one thing, everybody.
Ira e anu zene wa bevena. Tiara e anu zone wa bevena. Anu zonyo ya wa mine.
The music of the Frères Dembélé, recorded on the outskirts of Bamako, specially for World Roots. At the same time that the Apollo bands were forming in the 1970s, there were already many dance orchestras across the country here in Mali. These musicians were funded by the government of President Moussa Traoré as a way to create a modern Malian musical tradition in a policy known as cultural authenticity. Each region had its own band, and every 2 years, they would compete at a biennale festival. The regional orchestra of Ségou won the top prize 4 times in a row, at which point they became a national orchestra. So, to reflect their new status and their deep connections with Ségou, they renamed themselves after the founder of the Ségou Empire, Super Biton.
Andara bala ni ngoro, ambia si bala ni ngoro. Ni janjo janjo Maria kiri ni boyo kiri sabeme Yeah.
Super Biton, one of Mali's greatest dance bands, and certainly one of my favorite dance bands, playing here at the French Institute in the center of Bamako, Mali, recorded specially for World Roots. And that beautiful guitar sound, that glittering guitar, is the work of Mama Sisoko, who's here with me now. I've heard that your band, the Super Biton, was the first band in Mali to use an electric guitar back in the 1950s. Is that true?
Effectivement, c'est vrai. C'est vrai, dans les années 50.
It's true that it was the first band ever to use electric guitar in the 50s and also congas.
And here we are in Bamako, but Ségou is a three-hour drive away, further east, and you have a very different style in Ségou. So tell me a little bit about the inspiration behind your music, Mama.
Bambara's music is special because it plays pentatonic tones. If you don't play the five notes, you are no longer playing Bambara music. What also makes it special is the kind of traditional dances that are in it, as Bara and Bonjala, which are traditional dances specific to Ségou.
Bara says, bing, 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 bing. Bing, 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 bing.
So that's the Bara.
Mama, for many people, Super Biton have been the champions of the music of Central Mali. And, you know, you're an amazing dance band, and you were hugely successful in the 1970s and 80s. But now there are so many other kinds of music going on in Mali. Where do you see your music fitting in? Now you still play very much like the old formation.
No, Bibina, full song chara.
Nowadays, even though with the variety, we still keep our originality, and people still love us. Unlike rap music that people do not like, there's a lack of initiative of people to organize specifically traditional nights with old bands playing. If somebody wants to go with his wife to watch a concert party, it will certainly not be rap. But if we are playing along, people will come and see it.
And so, Mama, are you a traditional band? Are you playing traditional music or are you playing modern music?
No, an orchestra modern. No, en fait, la musique moderne.
No, we don't play traditional music. We play modern music with good arrangements because we have batteries, congas, keyboard, the three guitars, singers and dancers. So it's a modern band.
But still, your inspiration is traditional music of the region. It's still the traditional music of the Bambara.
L'inspiration, c'est toujours la musique traditionnelle qu'on prend avec...
Well, yeah, the background is definitely traditional because most of the songs are borrowed from women at ceremonies, at the birth givings and weddings. We transpose them and play them with modern instruments.
Shuya,
Omo tu me ma fa, fini la donga tu me ma fa,
Shuya,
ni komo tu ye ma fa, ni kora ko.
nazara shide de bana nyanto malai du de fara demba onge kara demba kabaro di alebe demba arisa kara demba soko.
Super Biton on stage here at the French Institute in Bamako, Mali, recorded specially for World Roots. And this is one of Mali's greatest bands, a band that I have adored for many years. They have never been to the UK. They don't play that often, even here in Bamako, in the capital of Mali. They come from Ségou, and they play the special music of Ségou. And there were lots of people here in the audience who obviously come from that part of Mali, and they were up on stage, they were dancing, and they were reliving that great moment when this band was the best-known band of the country, and of, in fact, one of the greatest bands of West Africa. And I hope they're going to do one more song, because they still haven't played their most famous song, which is called Tassi Doni, Reflect a Little. But here they come back on stage. This is Super Biton with Tassi Doni.
Faranga meneke jinina, ngondi sega faranga meneke jinina, yesira fla veje na dorni gari di fulo yene ga dombolona ko nga faranga meneke jinina ngondi se ga faranga meneke jinina yesira fla veje na dorni meleke jinine famu donni kambono janine famu donni yesu na benena ala ala da kuma selebe ne janye ba mesira fawo Mashiri, atamo empe, 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 empe. Iye dononga sira ala, ala misiri velela, neja nyeba ipolo vela zolona. Shiri, atoso. Iye nego lotunaki, joku namba, sayoro bata. Allah to lolemba dona shi koma ni navi tasi dole na o ye
Super Biton performing on stage in Bamako, Mali, a couple of months ago and recorded specially for World Roots. The programme was presented by Lucy Duran and produced by Peter Meanwell. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock, time for Jazz Lineup with Claire Martin.
The unmistakable drum work of jazz legend Roy Haynes, and on this special New Year's edition of the show, a drum fest with concert music from the master drummer Roy Haynes and his Fountain of Youth band, plus an in-depth conversation with him recorded at the 2011 London Jazz Festival. By way of a contrast, before we celebrate all things drums, something special from a recent 5-CD box set celebrating the artistry of bass icon Charlie Mingus through five of his key album recordings. Let's hear one of the great opening album tracks of all time. Mingus on the piano and also singing, wailing and shrieking, Roland Kirk on sax and siren and playing three tenors at the same time at one point and with a Swanee whistle up one nostril. Doug Watkins is on the bass, Brooker Irvine on tenor sax, Jimmy Nepper on trombone and Danny Richmond keeping the drums shuffling. This is Hog Calling Blues, originally from the 1962 release, Oh Yeah.
Yeah!
Out now on the Warner label, the 5-CD box set of Charles Mingus called the Original Album Series, which includes 5 of his key albums, and we chose Oh Yeah, and you just heard the opening track called Hog Calling Blues. Other titles on that particular CD, which feature Mingus on piano throughout, include the slightly dubious Wham Bam Thank You Ma'am and the witty and playful Eat That Chicken. It's an atmospheric and joyful recording with everybody sounding like they're having a lot of fun, and that 5-CD collection is out now. Grammy-nominated jazz vocalist Norma Winston, MBE, was, for me, one of the highlights of last year's Jazz Voice Concert, which opened the London Jazz Festival at the Barbican. Norma, together with distinguished British arranger Mike Gibbs and the world-class Hamburg-based NDR Big Band, have released Here's a Song for You. It's a collection of rare pop songs sitting comfortably alongside standards by Fats Waller and Cole Porter. But here's Norma's version of the Tom